Fear keeps us on our toes. It keeps us alive. And sometimes we enjoy it as it sends shivers down our spines. Sociologist Margie Kerr has written a new book called Scream: Chilling Adventures in the Science of Fear. Margie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What attracted you to fear? Reading your book, it sounds like you like being scared.
I do. I've been a thrill seeker since I was a kid. I remember my first haunted house at age 6. My mom took me to my cousin's elementary school. It was one of the shabby, thrown together haunts with lots of black plastic and mummies, vampires, werewolves. And I just remember coming out of there being so exhilarated and just saying again, again, again.
And you did research in a haunted house. What was that like?
Yes. In 2008, I began working with Scarehouse and I started analyzing their customer survey data.
Where's Scarehouse?
It's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they were looking for someone to sort of take a more in-depth look at what their customers were saying about their experiences. And being a sociologist with lots of, you know, training in statistics and analysis, I took those skills to that data set and discovered a whole world of new questions and just things I had to explore, looking at fear from the side of enjoyment rather than, you know, from the perspective of it being a very divisive kind of source of tension in society.
Before we get to what you found, what is Scarehouse like? It sounds like a very serious endeavor.
Yeah, Scarehouse is a haunted attraction. What I heard somebody describe it sort of like the craft beer of haunted houses. So it's aims for a little bit older demographic, and it's more sort of uncanny valley rather than, you know, lots of gore. It's a little bit more creepy.
So what did you find about the joy we get out of being scared?
People really like to go into a safe environment where they can challenge themselves and sort of know that they're going to come out okay. And there's, of course, the physiological response that a lot of people like, the endorphins, the serotonin, the dopamine, the oxytocin. All of these things are flooding our body when we're in a state of fight or flight. And for some people, that feels really good. Other people hate it, but some people really like it.
What is fear? Deconstruct it.
Pretty much every living thing, every organism has a response to a threat where their body, you know, goes into a automatic response that prepares it for survival. So for humans, we have the cascade of different chemicals and hormones that flood our body to make us strong and fast and able to run or to fight. So there's that part of fear, which is, you know, at the physiological level. Fear, the emotion, is really all about the meaning making. It's about the cognitive processing, the context, the importance that we give to whatever experience we're in. So fear as an emotion is very complicated and complex.
And what have you learned about building a better haunted house during all the time you spent there? What really scares people? What works? What doesn't work?
Yeah, a lot of the sort of time-tested approaches, you know, do scare people. It's a lot of startle in traditional haunted houses, you know, varying the location of where they're coming from, and then creating lots of dissonance, whether it's a sort of cognitive dissonance where you're looking at a mannequin, but you think it's, you know, real, but maybe it's not. Essentially anything that is going to mess with our systems of prediction, whether it's the systems that are maintaining our balance, so creating a sense of disorientation with rotating rooms or rotating sort of projections that have our vestibular system and our eyes, you know, trying to figure out what way is up, can produce an arousal response. And then tapping into some cultural fears, you know, knowing what the popular monsters are and putting those in there in a way that people can kind of confront and overcome.
I hate being scared. I've always hated it. I have never set foot into a haunted house, will not go onto a roller coaster. What does that say about me? Or what have you learned about people who really dislike this kind of thing?
Yeah, there are individual differences in how the threat response works in the body. So some people do get a response that is going to be more rewarding if they have a very efficient dopamine system or endorphin system where they're feeling that physiological kind of natural high more than others. That can be a real influence. And there's been research looking at those differences and how they correspond to thrill seeking and sensation seeking.
Margie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Margie Kerr is a sociologist. She teaches at the University of Pittsburgh. Her new book is Scream, Chilling Adventures in the Science of Fear. And here's what being scared for fun sounds like. Our associate producer, Paige Flager, caught up with people as they walked out of Terror Behind the Walls. It's an elaborate haunted prison inside of the historic Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia.
I don't really know why exactly I like being scared. I just think it's fun. I love gore. I love guts.
Myself, I don't feel scared. I want to see other people feel scared. That's my reason.
I don't really think I like being scared. I guess it's an adrenaline rush that makes it kind of addicting.
I want to get scared because I want to activate my senses.
I like being scared because I like the feeling.
I like being scared because it leaves me excited for something else to happen.
Did you like that?
Yes.